Chapter 5. Meetings. At 4 o'clock that same afternoon, Henry Foster and Benito Hoover, one of the assistant directors, were in another lift on their way to the men's dressing room. They ignored Bernard Marks, who was near them in the lift. They preferred not to associate with him because of his bad reputation.
"Are you going to the Feelys this evening, Henry?" asked Benito. "I hear the new one is marvellous. It has the most fantastic special effects. You can feel everything."
"Really?" said Henry. "Then I'll certainly go."
Later, as the two men were dressing after their shower, they talked about Lenina.
"Lenina Crown," said Henry. "She's lovely. She moves beautifully, and her body is perfect. And of course you can have her if you want. After all, everyone belongs to everyone else."
Bernard Marks heard the conversation.
"Idiots," he thought angrily. "They heard this sentence 62,400 times in their sleep. But I'm different because I don't believe in sleep-taught truth. I think people can have special feelings for just one person. I've got special feelings for Lenina. Ford, how I hate them. They're talking about Lenina as if she were a piece of meat."
At that moment, Benito turned around and saw Bernard.
"Bernard looks unhappy," Benito said to Henry. "Let's have some fun."
The two men walked over to Bernard.
"You look unhappy, Bernard," Henry said. "What you need is a gram of soma. Just 1 gram will make you feel 10 times better."
"No, thank you. I don't take soma," Bernard said. "Come on, Bernard. You'll enjoy feeling happy," said Benito.
And the two men laughed as they left the dressing room on their way to the helicopter terminal on the roof of the building.
"Idiots, pigs," thought Bernard,
as he too left the dressing room and walked to the lift. The lift was full of men from the Alpha dressing rooms when Lenina got into it. They smiled at her. She was a popular girl and had spent a night with almost all of them at some time. Suddenly, Lenina saw Bernard in a corner of the lift.
"Bernard," she said loudly, so that everyone could hear, "I was looking for you."
The men looked at her curiously.
"I wanted to talk to you about our trip to the Savage Reservation. I'd love to come with you for a week in July."
Now everyone would know she wasn't going out with just one person. Bernard's face became red.
I think we ought to talk about it somewhere else," he said shyly.
"Everybody can hear us."
Lenina couldn't understand why he was acting as if she had said something shocking.
"How funny you are," she said. "Please let me know at least a week before, all right?"
Before Bernard could answer, the lift stopped at the roof and everybody got out. There was the noise of passing helicopters and rocket planes in the sky above them. Bernard looked up at the sky for a moment and then at Lenina's face.
"Isn't it beautiful?" he said, his voice trembling a little.
Lenina smiled.
"It's perfect for golf, my favourite game," she said. "And now I must go, Bernard. Henry gets angry if I'm late."
She ran across the roof to the helicopters. It hurt Bernard to watch her. He wanted so much to be close to her. Henry was waiting for Lenina in the helicopter.
4 minutes late, he said, as she climbed in.
He started the engines, and the helicopter started to fly up into the sky. 10 minutes later, Lenina and Henry were playing golf together. Meanwhile, Bernard flew his helicopter to the Bureau of Propaganda. On the 18th floor was the College of Emotional Engineering. He landed on the roof and a group of gammas pushed his helicopter into place. Bernard wasn't much taller than most gammas.
He was much shorter than most alphas, who thought he was low caste. Women often laughed when he asked them out, which humiliated him. He was an outsider, and he envied men like Henry and Benito. Bernard ordered one of the gamma workers to phone his friend, Mr. Helmholtz Watson. Helmholtz was a lecturer at the College of Emotional Engineering and also composed slogans and rhymes for sleep teaching. He was a handsome, strong man with dark, curly hair, a perfect Alpha Plus. His superiors considered him very intelligent, perhaps a little too intelligent. His exceptional mental abilities made Helmholtz an outsider, like Bernard. Helmholtz felt that something was missing from his life, but he didn't know what. That was the problem Bernard had come to help him solve. Three charming girls from the Bureau of Propaganda walked up to Helmholtz as he was leaving the lift to go and meet Bernard.
"Oh, Helmholtz, darling, come and have dinner with us," they said. "No, I'm busy," he said firmly.
But the girls followed him until he climbed into Bernard's helicopter. He closed the door and sat down beside Bernard.
"Why can't I have as many girls as Helmholtz and as easily?" thought Bernard as he started the engines.
When they had arrived at Bernard's flat and were lying on the sofas in the living room, Helmholtz said slowly,
"You know, Bernard, I sometimes get the feeling that I've got something important to say, only I don't know what it is." "Be quiet," said Bernard suddenly. "I think there's someone at the door."
Helmholtz walked across the room and opened the door. There was no one there.
"I'm sorry," Bernard said. "I've been very nervous lately." He sighed. "When people are suspicious of you, you start being suspicious of them."
He was asking for sympathy, trying to justify himself. Helmholtz felt irritated, but at the same time he felt ashamed for his friend. "Poor Bernard," he thought. "Why can't he be more assertive?"